From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading The Benicia Bell by Larry J. Martin. Now let's begin with The Benicia Bell. Chapter 1. The rapid, piercing cry of a victorious peregrine falcon cut the stillness. Clint lifted his eyes. Droplets flung from a water snake's tail as it writhed spasmodically in the bird's claws. A circle of ripples marked the spot in the quiet, cat-tail-rimmed backwater where the raptor had snatched the snake, and the air reverberated with powerful wing beats as bird lifted flailing reptile up and over the tules. Clint realized he'd been dozing in the saddle as Diablo plodded along. Heat hung oppressively in the low valley and shimmered in the distance as mock pools of water. But the cool respite of the cottonwood and sycamore-shaded hacienda of Rancho del Rio Ancho lay only a few miles ahead, if the mosquitoes didn't gnaw him down to the bone before he got there. Clint slapped at a particularly rapacious one on the back of his sun-reddened neck and laughed under his breath as he remembered Gideon's advice when he had left him and the foothills and started down into the swampy valley floor. "Don't worry," Gideon had said. "There's not a single mosquito along the Sacramento. They're all married with plenty of hungry young'uns." He had left Gideon to guard the horse herd down on the Coway when the word reached him that Don Carlos Vega wanted to see him. He watched the falcon rise over a line of cottonwoods, then was distracted by approaching sounds, and the desire for the shade and cool drinks that awaited lay overshadowed by curiosity. "Let's take a look," Clint said to Diablo. Long ago, he had worried about speaking aloud to a horse. But then Diablo was not just any horse. Clint spent...